This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is stepping in to force businesses to comply with the state's stay-at-home order. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Hobby Lobby closed all of its stores statewide after Attorney General Phil Weiser sent the chain a letter stating it was defying the public health directive by reopening this week. Other businesses, such as dentists, also received letters from Weiser's office. The letter said the dentists were performing elective procedures, which aren't allowed right now. Another letter targets a realtor in Metro Denver, who the Attorney General's office says forced residents to leave their homes for public showings and open houses, which are not among the real estate functions deemed to be essential. Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says it's not too late to fill out your 12-question census form. The count helps determine congressional representation and federal funding. Griswold says it's about making sure Colorado gets its fair share,
so that in times of healthcare crisis, we have all the resources we have. And it's not just about healthcare, it's about education, it's about every type of government program there is.
Colorado is expected to gain an additional congressional seat if everyone participates. The National Park Service wants to know what people think about the use of electronic bicycles in national parks. Nearly 400 parks have evaluated e-bike use based on National Park Service policy. The service wants to regulate their use and is asking the public for comment. Visitors would be able to use e-bikes in areas also used by traditional bicycles, including trails. The public comment period lasts for 60 days. This is CPR News.